This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.
What is a context cue? How is it useful? How is it taught? Context cue.
You better hope that your dog doing a retrieve in the open has the context cue that we're doing it now, because otherwise your dog will pick up every dumbbell it ever sees laying on the ground searching for a jump. So context is important. It tells dogs when there's when something that they already know how to do is going to pay off and when it's not. And we just had a discussion this morning about that very topic, about the power of context cues. Overlaying, it's a discriminative stimulus that overlays another discriminative stimulus that says we're going to get going and this is actually going to pay off for you. That's where context cues are powerful for you.
Yes, Karen.
One of the context cues that I always liked dolphin training, and the same with everything else, other animal, is when you want to say to the animal, show me something new, experiment. I want to play the box game. I'm not going to tell you what to do. It's your turn to show me something. You need a context cue for that. And it can be anything. It can be from, one is just simply to put yourself in some totally different place where you never trained from. And that's the place where you play games. Show me new stuff.
So you need a context cue, because otherwise
the animal's going to hope that you will explain what's up. So if when you're playing, show me something new. Now, with the gorillas, the zookeepers say, show me something new, and they have a hand signal for it. And that has spread from one zoo to another, the words and the hand signal. And the gorilla goes, no, we did that yesterday. No, we did that yesterday. He right away will, or she will, know what the game was and start thinking, that's the game. With dogs, sometimes people use a hat. When I have my hat on, you are free to invent something and see what you can get me to click, or a place, or a mat. But standing in the dolphin training, you stand on the wrong side of the tank. I don't know. What are you guys?
And
do you
the
have
reverse
one for that?
Is, well, the one I'm thinking of is context cue for Hero, my son's service dog, to be in his harness. He is a completely different dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He is, you can just see his whole body change. And for him, he knows that means this is what's about to happen. When it comes off, it means something else. So
yeah,
that's a context cue.
Perfect.
Same way with police dogs, too. Mm-hmm. The same thing. You know, and I'm going to say, here's a context cue. I bet you Julie would love everybody here to not only teach her own animals, but share with everybody else that people in their veterinary smocks mean good things are going to happen.
Can you do that?
You know, that's a very powerful context cue that we can teach all our owners. I mean, how many people have seen dogs going into the vet clinic that are in an absolute state of panic? But if you took the time beforehand to teach them that particular environmental context, or that particular attire context, or equipment
smell context,
all of those things mean good things are going to happen. And if you do like what I've watched Ken doing with a sea lion at the shed, where he's getting this animal ready for medical procedures, and he's sitting there in the back, and he's poking it with his thumbs and wiggling around, getting that animal ready for all the procedures it's going to face, guess what? You make life easier for everybody. Context cues are powerful stuff.
And they can work against you, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the big thing about it. They're happening whether or not you want them to or not, so you should use them.
The dentistry profession could use a whole bunch of context.
IRS.
I think.
Aaron, can I follow that up? All cues always have context. It's not like they are cues and context cues. All of them have context. And actually, the information comes from the context, not from the cue. Because, you know, each single cue has many different ways to be responded to. Like, for example, let me show you. Here's a cue.
Do it.
Do it. Respond. You see, you'll give me, okay, what? You know, but if I say, what color? Okay, so you see, so the cues cannot act on their own, just presenting them, unless that's the only behavior, that the only cue that you have, and is being previously reinforced then. But all cues have to, they have context. A context, and the point here, if you're going to use them, is that you have to identify those contexts and where, in which those cues. But usually we're not informed, because what the context tell us is what are the relevant things about the cue. Is it the shape? Is it the form? Is it the color? Is it what? That's how, because every cue has many ways that you can respond to it. Unless you train it specifically to do one of it. So something else have to select is what is irrelevant about this context now, which is, this cue now, so it's the context.
Well, let me ask a question, because now it's going to, all cues have context, but the sort of initial assertion was that not all cues are context cues. So is context cues even a valid scientific term? Is it a trainer term? Let's maybe we can unearth it a little bit to understand what specifically we mean when we use it.
Let me take two approaches to answer that, because I think there's a couple ways that you can look at that. I think that, as Jesus was saying, all cues are context-driven, and I think that one of the reasons why some people see our animals fail to perform properly in new contexts is because they didn't train them to accept lots of different contexts. But you can certainly train this same cue to mean five different things under different contexts. Okay. And so that's what somebody might mean when they say context cue. We used to do a little comical routine with our sea lions in a park that I used to work at, where we trained all of our animals to perform a certain cue for a certain behavior for this particular cue. And they would do all these, there were five different behaviors that they would do properly for their trainer. But when we would get a guy from the audience to stand there and do the cue, the sea lion would just splash water at them. And so it was the same cue, that this part of the cue was the same. The difference was, when it's a trainer you know, you do the correct, the first behavior. When it's a person you don't know, you splash water at them. Same exact hand signal, but the context changed. And you can do that. You could train an animal to respond to the same word or same visual cue, but under different contexts, to do five different things, and then it's the environment or the situation is what is cueing them. This is just part of the cue; it's not the entire cue. So mm-hmm. The surroundings have a lot to do with how your animals perceive it. Whether you're talking about the veterinary smock or whether you're talking about training your animal for agility at home, and then you take it on the road, but you never trained it in any other context than at home. Then all of your cues suddenly aren't working anymore, and it's not because those cues weren't correct, but you didn't condition it to accept change of context. And so consequently, context is always affecting your cues, and a lot of it has to do with how well you've desensitized something as to whether or not when you move it into new context, it still works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Michelle?
Today in the freestyle presentation, this was exactly what I was talking about when it was talking about using a prop for multiple behaviors. Mm-hmm. So in a routine, you use a prop and you want to have like five tricks with the same prop. Well, you can make that very easy for the dog to understand by the context, the way the prop is presented for a specific behavior. Instead of having to worry that in the heat of the moment in the music, oh gosh, am I going to say the right word at exactly the right time, you can make the context be so clear to the dog that, oh, the suitcase is on its end. That means jump the suitcase. The suitcase is on its side. That means get on the suitcase. It's changing the context and making context work for you because it's such a strong cue. So the context becomes this really strong cue for the dog to tell them maybe what behavior to do, even though it might be with the exact same implement.
Julie, did you tell
the information? I'm still trying to figure out how you got the stranger to get splashed every time. Like, line them up, say, I want you to go to his park.
Actually,
I'm so sorry, but I got stuck on that.
Actually, I oversimplified it for this purpose, but we actually actually would get children and adults. And the children would always get the animal to do the correct thing, and the adults wouldn't, and it was a height-specific context. So it really, we really simply, the animal learned, and what we did is when we trained it, we would
short people in?
What's that?
You would bring short people in? The trainers would train on their knees?
We would stand on our knees. You know, but we really, literally, it was the animals learned that when a little person gave the cue, they were to do it correctly. And when if the trainer gave the cue, they always did the right thing. It was very funny because the kids would always get the right behavior and the adults could never get the right behavior.
It'd be fun to be at the staff meeting when you thought that up.
I know.
Dude, I am so not playing poker with
you.
No.
All right, so it sounds, I'm going to move on, but it sounds like there's at least one, there's that whole definition of the cues have context and that a cue, the same cue can mean different things in different contexts. And there was also the beginning concept of using a context cue to signal sort of okay to do a more abstract behavior, like the hat you said to go do 101 things with a box, or for the gorilla to go do something in a zoo. So I think when people use that term, the takeaway is find out exactly what they mean when they use it, because people are using it differently. Fair enough? Okay.
This KPCT podcast, sponsored by Karen Pryor Academy for Animal Training and Behavior. Get the details on our professional dog trainers program. We develop, certify, and support excellent teachers and trainers. Visit www.karenpryoracademy.com or call 800-472-5425. That's 800-472-5425.